North Korea said today the U.S. should make the next move in trying to defuse the nuclear standoff between the two countries. News analyst Daniel Shore says if Iraq is any model, North Korea may soon be hearing more than it would like from Washington.
On board the USS Abraham Lincoln last Thursday, President Bush hailed the Battle of Iraq as one victory in the war on terror. And so what does the president, basking in his war hero role, plan for an encore? Syria, which Secretary of State Powell said has made some unspecified promises to combat terrorism, does not suggest itself as a target for early American action. North Korea, which claimed last month that it has already processed enough nuclear fuel to make and export many weapons, looks like the next candidate to feel America's preemptive might. The trouble is that North Korea's nuclear arsenal may have advanced to a point to foreclose a military strike, which was something that President Clinton considered doing in 1994 until agreement was reached to freeze nuclear development. On television yesterday, the furthest that Secretary Powell would go in cautioning the government of Kim Jong-il was to say that it would get no economic assistance until it forswears nuclear weapons. The closest the Bush administration seems inclined to forceful action is an embargo aimed at interdicting nuclear exports. It is not known how much international support the United States would get for a program of tracking and possibly boarding ships suspected of carrying nuclear materials. Such a blockade, unless endorsed by the United Nations, could be considered an act of war to which North Korea would surely threaten to respond. Furthermore, it is an open question whether Russia and China would agree to support the embargo by not permitting overland shipment of nuclear weapons through their territory. On television yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said that any decision on military action would have to be made by Mr. Bush. And Secretary Powell, asked whether North Korea would be allowed to sell nuclear weapons, said, "Absolutely not." But he did not say how it would be stopped. The president said last Thursday that any outlaw regime that has ties to terrorist groups and seeks or possesses weapons of mass destruction is a grave danger to the civilized world and will be confronted. But the dilemma remains, how do you confront an outlaw regime that already has nuclear weapons? This is Daniel Shore.